Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning to you. Well, it's a big day.
It's one of my favorite all-time songs.
Let me tell you something. Seltzer's always playing
all-time
music.
I'm talking top
for
three.
You
I do.
And Seth Joyner.
I do.
Top, yeah. I mean,
maybe
what about
top.
The rest
I
want to
make those
it,
guys happy, you know?
Because I appreciate him.
Yeah, they appreciate,
I appreciate
it. Instead of you, it's always like just like picking a song, whatever.
It
was like, great job, man.
Question
thank you.
For you. I used to produce the Brian Dawkins show.
Ooh,
Dawk had a show.
Big deal.
And Dawk had a artist that he was a particular fan of that he would want. Who was it? He would vibe.
Oh, I think Bob Marley.
Bob Marley.
Bob Marley.
Yeah. Well done.
Strong.
Yeah. Well done by you, James.
Hallelujah!
There you go. Hey, couple things. Red October obviously starts on Saturday, but we've got a Red October big pep rally that's going to happen at Stateside Live. That is what formerly was Xfinity Live, now called Stateside Live, as a radio station, Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So if you can be out there, please do. Joe and Hugh's show, Spike, Ike, and Jack, their show. So 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. should be some great
fun. I'm going to be hanging with those guys.
Beautiful.
I'll be there. It'll be fun.
Come,
it's going to be fun.
It'll be fun.
Come see.
Are you there too?
I'll be there.
Wow. Right on.
Yeah.
What time are you going?
I think like 1 p.m.
Okay,
very
maybe
nice.
I'll see you right afterwards.
Yeah, maybe I'll see you then.
Right on.
Wow. Love it.
Thrilling stuff here.
I'll tell you what I don't love, because I do love that. All jokes aside, there was a passing yesterday in sports that really bummed me out. I saw it this morning. For those that love college basketball, Lawrence Moten died yesterday.
Oh, no way. Oh,
he was a great player for Syracuse.
He was really great, yeah.
When the Big East was really the Big East.
When it was fun.
When it was really fun and really big. When it was really big in the Big East. So Lawrence Moten, you know, followed Derek Coleman. He overlapped, I think, with Billy Owens for about a year, maybe two. But the baton kind of got passed from D.C. to Billy Owens to Lawrence Moten. He was the Big East's all-time leading scorer until just 5 years ago when somebody passed him. But anyway... 51 years old. Lawrence Moten passed away. That was very unfortunate
that
to say.
That was a Ronnie Cycli. Was he Syracuse?
He was with D.C.
Yeah, I was a big Ronnie
he was like 87, 88. Yeah. Cycli, and then you go Pearl Washington, and yeah, Sherman Douglas was in there. And anyway, Syracuse had it going, and Lawrence Moten was a big part of it for 4 years. Let's get to Ed in Phoenixville. Ed, good
Billy
morning.
Billy Owens?
Hmm?
Billy
good morning,
Owens?
Team.
Yeah, I said Billy.
Okay.
Yeah. Hello, Ed.
Hello, guys. How's
What's
it going?
Up? Hi, Ed.
Something that I didn't really think about yet. Now, Joe alluded to the mental health aspect. I'm not going to really delve into that.
Yeah, it's uncomfortable to talk about. You just don't know.
I mean, I just hope he's, I'll just say I hope he's okay on that regard. But one thing I didn't realize that, and it's haven't heard much about, was Jamel Dean and Zion McCollum are pretty darn good corners. Like, I was looking, they both ran 4.3s at the combine. You know, AJ's not slow, but he's not 4.3 fast. They're in that they play in this sort of three deep, you know, cover three defense where the corners are just asked not to get beaten. I mean, these Dean and McCollum have sort of just, they were kind of just posting up on AJ Brown for these over the top routes. So it was pretty much impossible to run past them. So
right, they were playing leverage to take away that slant, and we didn't really give him other options, or the coaches didn't give him the second step, which is the slant and then go. When they start overplaying the slant, that's when you call the slant and go, and they did not do that. Which
doesn't seem to make sense.
No.
Yeah, there is an opportunity to back shoulder him where, but you don't know if that was a misread by AJ or, you know, Jalen Hurts, you know, just, it's, But I guess the one positive out of all this is there's a lot of tape to kind of dive into, and hopefully they can figure this out because, you know, we all know how good Patrick Surtain is. But one of the original exciting whites, Riley Moss, who was opposite of Cooper DeJean in Iowa, is no slouch either. So he has some pretty good corners that they're going to give us some trouble for not game plan properly for
well,
him.
Well, and Ed, if you're Denver, if I'm the coaches, not only am I putting Surtain on AJ for the purpose of trying to limit AJ, I'm also doing it for the purpose of trying to aggravate AJ. No, yeah, I'm serious.
No, it's
100%.
There is a psychology to sports. And if I can get an angry AJ in the second quarter at Jalen, at the coaches or whatever, you know, that could benefit Denver.
Yeah, so I just hope AJ can kind of get past this frustration and kind of channel it. And, you know, because he's going to be tested this week, maybe even more so than he was against the Bucks.
Dude, this is probably the best corner he'll go up against all year. The guy was Defensive Player of the Year last year. I mean, think about that. Ed, give me an answer, buddy. Yeah. A notable fictional curmudgeon.
Has Uncle Lewis from Christmas Vacation been said yet?
Has not. You got it. It's not going to win, but a fine answer. All right, let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. What's the Armin difference? It's simple. It's Armin's people, well-trained, friendly, and caring. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. Poll question. John, how do people vote? Who should back clean up for the Phils? Bader, Bohm, JT.
I'm going to say Bader wins this thing.
He does not.
Okay.
Bohmer. 49% for Bohm.
Wow.
37% Bader.
Wow.
14% JT. JT did it a lot in August and September. When they had to shuffle the lineup around,
it was awesome. But then I just keep picturing him not being able to get his foot down in time.
Well, I'll tell you.
This is him this time, postseason.
I'll give you something on a prediction I made that was wrong. I said back in April, JT was going to be hitting ninth. In October. That is not going to happen. I mean, he started slow, but he got it together. And which will make
the
contract thing interesting.
I'm a little ashamed. Does make the contract thing interesting. Yeah.
You were wrong on something?
So, two.
I was.
And admitted it.
Name the TV show.
I was. I remember that.
Happy Days. My guy, the Fonz. Let's get to Kevin, West Philadelphia. Hi, Kev.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? Good morning.
What's up, Kevin?
My thing is this, from watching the game, right? I don't think AJ Brown's slowing down. I think it got a lot to do with frustration, and I don't think it's just because of, of the whole thing with, him and Jalen. I think it's just the offensive coordinator, period. Like, I mean, what I'm looking at is absolutely horrible. It's like having a boxer that swings and punches like Mike Tyson, but the whole fight he's jabbing the whole time. I mean, even the runs on Saquon, they're not good runs. This is giving me Juan Castillo vibes. I don't like nothing that's going on with the plays. I think that AJ is not putting his all into it because he don't think it's going to work. And then he's running and nothing's happening. It frustrates you. That's like when you play basketball, you're playing with a guy who never passed the ball, and you just get frustrated and you don't put your all into it. I think it got a lot to do with the offensive coordinator. If something's not working, you switch it. I'm so frustrated with this coordinator. I think that's the biggest problem. That's everything. I think it's the coordinator. I don't think he's the guy for the job. I'm sorry to say, if this keeps up, how are we going to keep winning like this? Especially if Saquon is not he's not taking over. This is the reason why if it happened last year, like y'all say, Saquon was dominating. Yeah. He's not dominating now. Kev, you have to attack the air.
Let's see what it looks like with a healthier offensive line. You know, with Lane Johnson in there and a healthy Landon Dickerson, I do think that can make a difference too. I mean, the pass isn't working great. The run's certainly nowhere close to what we expected. And I think we've got less and less yards each game that we played on the ground also.
Well, but that's also the thing. We don't know when we will have a fully healthy Landon Dickerson and Lane Johnson.
You're right, but that is what football becomes.
And I'll even go as far as to say not only when, but if.
Right, right.
But I also think that AJ Brown's not getting the ball, right? But who is getting the ball? Like, Devontae's not even getting the ball. It's not just AJ. Devontae's just not reacting the way that AJ's reacting. It's like nothing's going right. even though we're still winning. We basically won last week without using none of our receivers.
Well, with one exception, I'll say, Kevin, they hummed in the first half. Now, AJ did not, but they were dominant in the first half. I thought, listen, this is like the third time this year I've said this. In that half, I thought Jalen played about as well as he's ever played.
Yeah, but just to do it for a half.
I know.
And then at that, Devontae only had two catches, so how much was he humming? Anybody can hum if you're only throwing five-yard things to everything you're just dinking and dunking. That's not really showing me nothing. I'm not proud of that right there. I'm very frustrated with this offense because we should be tearing people into pieces. We just should. It should be easy. It shouldn't be this hard for these type of guys to come together. And my last point is, if these two guys is really have some...
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Type of internal beef and it can't be figured out. I think it's time to sit at the table, ask them if they can't figure this out. Somebody's got to go.
Well, it could get to that point. We're all hoping it doesn't, but it could. And it does get to that point in sports sometimes. Kev, give me an answer. By the way, you're a great caller. I know you call about once a month. Keep them coming even more if you can. This is good stuff. Give me a notable fictional curmudgeon.
Well, this one that I'm going to give y'all, the people that everybody else gave y'all, they've been positive sometimes. Mine's never been positive. I'm going Tony Soprano's mom.
Another great answer.
Wow.
Another great answer.
Olivia?
Olivia.
Yeah.
Olivia. Olivia?
Was it? No, I feel like it was Liv.
Well, they always called her Liv.
Well, they called her Liv, but I thought her name was Olivia. I thought her name was Livia.
I'll look it up.
They called her Liv, right? Liv?
I think so, yeah. I mean, I haven't...
Boy, she was a mess. I actually couldn't stand most of her scenes.
Livia. Yeah. Livia Soprano.
She's more miserable than
curmudgeon. Oh, it's Olivia, and Livia's her nickname. Sorry. So it is Olivia.
Like, she was just, like, mean.
She was.
You know, so I think a curmudgeon is sometimes
she was evil.
She was more than mean.
She was more evil.
For those that missed it, there was a big Sopranos retrospective show last year, and David Chase admitted publicly that a lot of what he did with that character, Livia, as related to Tony, was based on David Chase, the creator of The Sopranos, and his own mom.
Wow. So his own mom tried to...
That's a yikes right there.
There was a lot going on.
Tried to make him swim with the fishes.
So he was... Well, I don't know if it went that far, but it's...
That's horrible.
Pretty good HBO documentary where it was, you know, based on some of his own experiences and... Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, with that said, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Time's yours is brought to us by Xfinity, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Sports Lounge, your home field advantage from Xfinity. Watch all your favorite teams all in one place. Imagine that. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
AJ, shut up. 2022, 1,496 yards, 11 touchdowns. 2023, 1,457 touchdowns. 2024, 1,000 yards and 7 touchdowns. $20 million signing bonus, $84 million guaranteed. 96 total over 3 years. AJ, shut up. Oh, and did I mention a Super Bowl ring? Shut it up, E.
Wow. We asked for calls where it's messages to AJ. That is certainly one side of it.
My message to number 11 would be change that sign above your locker. How about always tweeting, punchers?
Ooh.
Oh.
Ooh. I thought he was actually going to say something else. I thought he was going to say not always open.
Hey, AJ, just stay off Twitter. Although, I have to admit, I'm pretty excited to see what the message is going to be after the game this week after he, you know, you're eaten alive by Patrick Surtain. Time's yours.
This is a very interesting matchup. It really, really is.
Dear AJ Brown, one thing I always taught my sons is that family business is nobody's business. Please, even if you are right, whether you are right or whether you are wrong, keep it in-house, sir. We love you. We want you to be here. We want you to be happy. But please don't air it out in public. Please don't do that. Love you, AJ. This is your game. Let's go. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. Go Birds.
I agree with that.
It's sensible.
Well said. Well done. And with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
Did I hear a...
E!
From me?
No, he didn't go at the end of the call.
I think she nailed the first letter a bit more than I did.
We have a little fun with the board. I haven't had board fun lately.
Can't wait. Oh, here we go.
So after this happened...
E!
The first thing I thought was,
you cannot be serious.
John McEnroe wanted to weigh in. What else do I got here?
Kind of sounds like Jolly there.
It does.
All right, let's see if it's Jolly.
You cannot be serious.
Right?
Pretty good.
Right?
Yeah.
Pretty good. I like it. All right. But let's go to Rick right now, calling from Easton. Hi, Rick.
Hey, you know, every time I hear Snell and the possibility of facing Ohtani, they're going to have to beat them a couple times to win this. So be careful what you wish for. We didn't want the leaking Mets, but we're going to get the Dodgers. But did you watch the Cleveland Tigers game? Will Vest had a ball hit back to him. He ran that run down perfectly. He's a pitcher. They got to show that clip to Bryce Harper so he gets that rundown thing down. But, you know, with AJ, the Eagles are a business. They opened the door with the book thing. That got poo-poo. AJ and Jalen Carter. This childish crap has got to stop. The captains have to step in. And why can't the owner or the coach say, you know what? You do something embarrassing, it's going to cost you $500,000.
AJ is a captain.
I know.
By the way, for what it's worth, you know?
He's a captain. Act like one already. He's got to stop this. It's ridiculous. They have too much going for them. And the bottom line is they are winning without production out of him and without production out of Saquon. So let's not screw this up right now.
You're not wrong, my man. Rick, give me an answer for a curmudgeon.
Grumpy from Snow White.
You got it. Sure. Grumpy. Right. Wow.
That is, yeah.
Grumpy. Holy mackerel.
Yeah.
JP in Plymouth Meeting. Hi, JP.
Hey, guys. How's it going, man? Long time no talk. I miss you guys so much. Am I talking or just giving an answer?
You got some time. Go ahead, bud.
Okay. I'm excited for the Phillies. Now, I remember last year, the Eagles were 2-2, and Brandon Graham told me the boat left, and I, like, they're 4-0. This was the late 80s or the early 90s. He leaves the close games. Of course they're not playing in sync right now because they don't, like, they only practice preseason. They're going to get in sync. I know they are. I have faith. I didn't have faith last year, but I have faith this year. The A.J. Brown thing, if you have issues, man, just don't make it public. You know, maybe it is a mental health thing. You guys mentioned it earlier. It could possibly be. You know, but I'm excited. I'm excited for the Phillies. I don't care if we play the Dodgers or the Reds. I think they're on a hot streak. I think they're going to win.
Hope you're right, my man. Hope you're right. Look, the Reds, this is a big Let's Go Reds day today. You know, because the Dodgers are a little scary. I hear you on, like, the Phillies could go all the way, but let's not kid ourselves. The Dodgers could be a hell of a problem in a couple of days.
I would much rather face the Reds.
We won
4 of 6 against the Dodgers. We were 3-3.
It's not about
that.
Yeah, John, you keep saying that stuff means nothing.
We match up all right against the Dodgers.
The Dodgers are a vastly superior team to Cincinnati Reds.
The Braves dominated us in the regular season in 2022. We got to the playoffs and we whooped them.
To win the World Series, don't we?
And the Dodgers have the second best.
So they should be fearing us.
They might be. They might be.
They should be.
All right, JP, we're going to turn to right now. Notable fictional curmudgeon.
So I'm going to keep it Sopranos, and I got to go Uncle Junior, man.
Yeah, not as much. I mean, there's some of that, but not as much. Brian and Cherry Hill. Brian, give me a good answer. Notable fictional curmudgeon.
I got Mr. Wilson from Dennis the Menace.
That's great. Pretty good, too, answer. Man. That's pretty. I'm impressed Devin knows Dennis the Menace.
Of course.
Devin.
Of
75
of
years
course.
Ago. I mean, come on.
That really was like 1959.
Oh, well, there was a remake.
They made a movie.
For the love of God.
There was a remake. When I was younger, there was a movie.
Yeah, they made a movie.
I now have disgust.
It's pretty good.
Joe and Yaden. Joe, I need an answer. Curmudgeon.
Everybody loves Raymond, the father who played the father.
Everybody loves Raymond. You
was
got
your
it.
Answer, Mr. Potter?
Yes.
I knew it. I knew it the
Dude,
moment you said
Potter.
I'm with you. The moment you said it, I was like, he's thinking of Mr. Potter.
So I think he was based on Scrooge. So here's the deal. What we've got is the best answers. We got about six or seven really good ones. Fred Sanford, George Jefferson, Scrooge, Oscar the Grouch, Clint from Gran Torino, Livia from The Sopranos, Grumpy.
Oscar the Grouch.
I think it's Oscar too.
I do too.
I really do. Yeah.
Oscar. I mean,
that's what he's based on.
It's a perfect answer. Yeah. It's the whole character.
And he was my favorite in that show.
Juice. Well done, buddy. Six or seven of these other answers on a different day could have won if Oscar hadn't been said, but Oscar takes the cake. All right. If you miss our interview with Rob Thompson, it's there for you on the Odyssey app. We had him on at 8 o'clock today. We had Ross Tucker on earlier. We had Sheil with some film breakdown on earlier, and Mike Quick as well. All those interviews available for you on the Odyssey app. Have a great rest of the day. Tomorrow, Jason Kelce in studio with us for about an hour, moving closer to the Phillies. If you're headed down to the ballpark for that Phillies, intra-squad game, enjoy it. That's a unique
experience.
And
listen to me and Fritz, 6 to 8 tonight.
6 to 8. Seltzer and Fritz will be manning the mic as they tell you what's going on during the game. Have a great rest of the day. Talk to you tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.